Now, Johnny is 24. This is during the most fucked up part of his life, pharmaceutically. He is in a deep sleep after a wild night of... Johnny had had a typical coven night that night. He drank 7 beers, a few random shots of hard liquor, and a mug or two of wine that James Brock had brought along. Him and his buddies had partied hard, as they do every night at the party house. On top of that, he'd smoked reefer non-stop, taken 3 codeine pills, which he bought during the course of the night from Amy. And then late into the evening, deep into the night, he bought 4 Valiums, popped every one of them, chugged down 6 more beers in a fairly short time, being as the people who lived at the party house wanted to turn in by 4 a.m. because they had to work at 6. Johnny drove the long-ass drive home to his quaint country place out in the boondocks. He didn't even change clothes or undress or anything. He just stumbled to his bed and was out like almost instantly. An hour or two passes and Johnny keeps getting nervous and feeling and fidgeting in his sleep and thinking like rustlings and strange sounds, maybe a car door or an engine. He's never quite sure, but these sounds just keep on waking him up. And then he hears a voice. It's coming from the center of his trailer where there's a open window. Johnny? 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 Johnny gets up out of bed all groggy. The pill's still kicking in there. And he goes to his front window and looks out the window. And he goes to the window. And he looks out at Deidre. He had a short, hot, and very volcanic relationship with her earlier, about a year ago. They were no longer seeing each other, or even on very good terms. And she asked, "Will you still associate with me?" "Well, since you're here, yeah, I guess so," says Johnny. But Johnny doesn't trust her. He tells her he's going to let her in, and he quickly goes to his night table. Johnny says he's going to let her in and to meet him by the front door. He goes back in the bedroom, picks up his .32 handgun he has on his nightstand, shoves it in his pants, action back, ready to go. He don't trust her. Although he kinda wants her. So he goes and he opens the door. In steps Deidre. And she's looking fucking fantastic. Smoking hot body. Her long, long blonde hair all silky and perfectly warm and soft looking. Like you just like to sleep in it. Her outfit was strange. She was wearing an all black leather outfit with broad, pointy shoulders and strange, magical looking sigils and glyphs on it. And he looks at it like, what the fuck? Deidre's being very friendly. She gives him a long hug. Says she misses him, asks how he's been. Deidre's being very nice and very friendly, and they're having an excellent little chat, sitting side by side and brushing shoulders on the couch. But Johnny is very suspicious still. He feels like she's fronting, like there's something else going on that's not to his advantage, and he's very alert. So Johnny and Deidre go outside walking in the moonlight. It's getting past night and into early morning, but it's still really dark out. Deidre's very bubbly and flirty. And Johnny begins to relax a little bit. They're in front of the shed when Johnny sees somebody rounding the corner, and he instantly tenses up. Turns out to be a friend of Deidre's that came with her. She's introduced as Rachel. Rachel's not dressed in strange black magical looking armor like Deidre is. She's dressed quite normally, and she's really nice looking too, with her brown curly hair with the frosty highlights and her deep hazel eyes and come hither lips. And instantly after being introduced, she starts talking to Johnny about how people just don't appreciate you, do they, Johnny? You deserve so much more out of life than you're getting, and the world hasn't really shown you proper respect. And I bet you women don't really respect you like they should either, you know, Johnny? I mean, you're just not being treated right in this world. Feeling a little bit horny, but feeling a lot paranoid. In fact, the last time Johnny had talked to... Deidre, she had mentioned that if you ever call me again, my boyfriend's gonna fucking kill you. Now she was purring like a kitten. His arm was around her shoulders, so warm and soft and good. He had a half erection. And Deidre's friend's still going on about... But then, this man comes around the corner, and he's dressed like Deidre in all black leather with pointy, broad shoulders and magical symbols all over the front in wispy, chalky, white script. As soon as Johnny sees this man, he seizes up in horror, and he forgets. That's the worst part of it. And that's the worst of it. He has no conscious recollection of what happened. It's all blacked out. His next memory was waking up sometime late that afternoon and feeling horrid, drained, exhausted, and just feeling spent for days.